This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Filing of nominations for National Assembly Vice Chairperson taking place today. Central Bank's founder governor Himalay Shamsher Rana passes away, and former Pakistani President Parvez Musharraf dies, aged 79. Now, the news in detail. The month-long Sostani Brata Katha festival is ending today. The recitation of the stories describing the glory of the Sri Sostani goddess from the day of Paush Shukla Purnima will be duly concluded today. The Sostani Mela, which has been going on for a month on the banks of Sali River in Kathmandu, will also end today. Parties are filing nominations for the National Assembly Vice Chairperson today. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, candidates can file their nominations at the Parliament Building, New Baneswar, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. today. The list of candidates will be published at 4:15 p.m. and the election will be held tomorrow. The post of the Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly was lying vacant after the completion of the term of Sasikala Dahal, National Assembly Vice Chairperson. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress has said it will not nominate a candidate for the post of National Assembly Vice Chairperson. The party has decided to support Maoist Centre candidate Urmila Aryal. A parliamentary committee meeting held this morning at Dhumbarahi decided to support the Maoist Centre candidate. The first governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, the Central Bank of Nepal, Himalay Shamsher Rana, has passed away at the age of 95. Family sources said Rana breathed his last this morning while undergoing treatment at Norvik International Hospital in Thapathali, Kathmandu. Rana was long been afflicting from pneumonia and pulmonary complications. He was also the founder of Himalaya Bank and the first finance secretary of Nepal. Lately, he was active as a prominent leader in the civil society movement of Nepal. Rana will be cremated at Pasupati Aryaghat today itself. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudil, Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank Mahaprasad Adhikari, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba extended deep sorrow over the passing away of Nepal Rashtra Bank's first Governor, Himalay Shamsher Rana. The Nepal Telecommunications Company Limited, commonly known as Nepal Telecom or NTC, the state-owned telecommunications service provider in Nepal, has completed 19 years and entered its 20th year today. On the occasion of its anniversary, the NTC hosted a special function at its central office complex in Bhadrakali Plaza this morning. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, inaugurated the anniversary ceremony today. Telecommunications spokesperson Sobhan Adhikari shared that the company has been delivering mobile phone, GSM, GPRS, 3G and 4G services to its customers. Likewise, Secretary of the Communications Ministry Baikuntha Aryal extended best wishes to the NTC for its capability to deliver further quality, reliable and accessible service to the customers. Managing Director of the NTC, Sunil Paudil, expressed his commitment to putting all out efforts to make the company a first choice of customers by utilizing the existing high-tech infrastructures, network and resources, including human capital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United States has shot down a giant Chinese balloon that it says has been spying on key military sites across America. The Department of Defense confirmed its fighter jets brought down the balloon over U.S. territorial waters. China's foreign ministry later expressed strong dissatisfaction and protest against the U.S.'s use of force to attack civilian unmanned aircraft. Defense officials told U.S. media that the debris landed in 14 meters of water, shallower than they had expected, near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. In a statement a few hours later, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the Chinese side has repeatedly informed the U.S. side after verification that the airship is for civilian use and entered the United States due to force majeure. It was completely an accident. The Chinese authorities have denied it is a spying aircraft and instead said it was a weather-blown astray. Pakistan has blocked Wikipedia for hosting blasphemous content. The move was announced yesterday after Free Online Encyclopedia was given a 48-hour deadline to remove some material. The Pakistan Telecommunication Authority said Wikipedia failed to comply with its ultimatum. The Wikimedia Foundation, which hosts Wikipedia, said the ban meant Pakistanis would be denied access to the largest free knowledge repository. Blasphemy is a highly sensitive and incendiary issue in Pakistan. Other platforms, including Tinder, Facebook and YouTube, were also previously blocked in the Muslim-majority country. Free speech campaigners have raised concerns over the move, saying they seem to be a concerned effort to exert greater control over the content on the Internet. Meanwhile, military sources have confirmed Pakistan's former president, Pervez Musharraf, has died after a prolonged illness at a hospital in Dubai. He was 79 years old. Musharraf, a four-star general, ruled Pakistan for nearly a decade after seizing power in bloodless coup in 1999. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1, partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern high mountainous region of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20.9 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Filing of nominations for National Assembly Vice Chairperson taking place today. Central Bank's founder governor Himalay Shamsher Rada passes away, and former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf dies, aged 79. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.